Okay, guys. This one's like pillow talk. It's the normal talk, you know. So I just want to ask, how is everyone doing? I know that this period has been really, should I say, eye-opening. This period has been quite lonely. Like, especially if you're not living with your family members, or you know, or you're staying alone, it's lonely, and it's not been easy. I don't know for any other person, but I think I actually spent more during this period. I spent more on food because I was practically cooking my meals. I didn't want to buy food. I was skeptical about buying food because, you know, of the present situation. Before going by, waiting go turn our belly. Yeah, I've been skeptical about buying food. So I've been cooking my meals, and yesterday I was just like, you know what, I'm tired. I'm tired of cooking. I cook practically almost, I cook a new stew or soup, practically every week. And I finish the stew or soup within 1 week. That's how I eat. And this morning, I ate wheat in the morning, and I ate semo at night. Because we can't continue like this. So I really want to go out, you know. If I'm actually going out, I don't really spend so much on food. Most times I take food to work. Sometimes I just buy food, and sometimes I just buy snacks and eat. And then when I come back in the evening, I just cook maybe rice or spag or indomie or just steak, cereal, and I'm fine. But now that I'm at home, I don't know, I'm just eating and eating and eating. I even wish it's showing on my body. I've refused to add weight. I don't know what else to do. Please, if anybody knows what I can do to add weight, please enlighten me. Tell me something I've not heard before. Because trust me, I've heard a lot. I have heard a lot about adding weight. But please, whatever you're bringing, whatever suggestion you're giving me, please try as much as possible to make sure it is holy. Yes, please. Make sure it is holy and it is acceptable. Thank you very much. I just want to say I'm glad that most of my loved ones are actually doing okay. They're actually doing fine. And we've been able to weather the storm. You know, it's not been easy financially. Kids are being caught, you know, people are losing their jobs. But I just really want to, you know, say that I want to say for everyone that has been strong during this period, kudos to you. It's not easy. For those that have tried in one way or the other to, you know, reach out to people, make other people feel good, really, thumbs up. It's really great. It's nice. That was it. I think when I was in school, I was this kind of girl that you could hardly tell that something was wrong with me. Even though right now, yeah, I think I still have that trait. If you're not very, very close to me, you won't really know if something is wrong with me. When I was in school, I was this girl that was able to hide what she was going through. So even if I was here to eat, or even if I was here to pay my school fees, or if I was here to buy a book, you know, I usually don't carry it on my head. So I can remember there was a time where having this particular course with law students. So I think it was about communication and law, something, or ethics of communication. I don't really remember that particular course, but I know law students took that course from my department. So there was a time law students were around and they were just hanging around, and I was my usual self. I was I think I was just doing my shenanigans as usual. I was just everywhere, up and down, jumping, shout. People that know me know that I shout. I have a loud voice, and then I shout, like, even though it's not conscious, even though I do it unconsciously most times, I shout. And trust me, I've heard a lot of really bad comments about it. But let's just say I'm this kind of person that I've come to accept who I am, and I'm unapologetic. So there was this time, and I was myself, and I was having these shenanigans and all that, even though I think the previous night I cried before sleeping because I was going through some things, and you know, I got to class and I was hyper. And those law students were looking at me like, what's wrong with this one? Why is this one acting like somebody that does not have sense like this? This auntie does not have brain. Can't you just comport yourself and all that? So a friend of mine, a very, very close friend of mine, she made a statement. She said, I swear, if not that, I know you, and I know that you actually are very brilliant, like you're very intelligent, I would have said that you don't have sense. Like, you act like somebody that does not have sense. Hi! Oh, gosh. Those words hit me bad. Like, I felt like dying. Like, I felt really terrible. Jeez, I felt like I was at that point, I was not like every other person, and that was not cool, and it made me really weird. And trust me, one thing you don't want to be while in the university is weird. Being weird sucks. So it pained me. Another classmate saw my countenance and he was like, oh, lady, what happened? Then I told him and he was like, oh, sorry, she probably didn't mean it that way. Maybe she was just joking, you know. You're lady, you're hyper, everybody knows that. And that's what makes you you. That's what makes some of us like you and all that. So then my very close friend actually later came back and she apologized. And I mean, it was sorted out. But I've had worse comments, trust me. I've had a guy tell me he can't sing with me because I'm too hyper, I'm too everywhere. And more like this thing I'm saying is more like a follow-up to that one person that I just recorded. And you know, I tried to adjust to who people wanted me to be while in school. So there was a time I tried not being hyper. I think that was when I was in my 400 level. I tried not being hyper, you know, the cool girl. I mean, you're not getting any younger, so that guys will see you and then they'll ask you out. You know, guys like girls that are collected, that are cool, calm and collected, girls that carry themselves, girls that are not so hyper. So yeah, it did not work. Go work. I said, guys, it didn't work. Like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Even when I started working at my current place of work, I said to myself, I was going to be cool, I was going to be calm, I wasn't going to talk to anybody, I was just going to be myself because of the experiences I had from where I was coming from. Like, I was just going to be that girl that comes to work, do what she's supposed to do, and then by 5 o'clock, she packs her bag and then she leaves. Kind of worked for... maybe 3 weeks or thereabouts. And then my real self started, you know, popping up when I started talking to other colleagues, and then we became close. And then, you know, I'm still hyper and I'm not sorry about it. I'm still that kind of girl that she will laugh and everybody around will be like, who is laughing like that? I'm still that girl that she will be shouting, she will be talking and shouting, and she won't even know that she's shouting. I'm still that girl that her friends will go out with and they will be probably ashamed to take her along or walk with her because she shouts a lot. I'm still that girl that maybe a guy might not necessarily be comfortable around me because I shout, I'm hyper, and I'm just always everywhere. I think what people didn't really realize then about me, and people still don't realize now, is I tend to hide a lot of things. For me to actually come out to tell you that I'm going through something, you must be really special. You must be very, very special. You must be someone that I can tell anything. You must be someone that I can share anything with. Like, most people do not know. Like, they do not have any idea what I am going through. And most times I try to hide it because I always feel like we all have something we are going through. You get, everybody has something they are dealing with. Everybody has something that keeps them up at night. Everybody has something that probably makes them shed tears. Everybody has something that makes them want to give up on life. Everybody has something that, you know, kind of gets to them. Everybody has a weakness that they wish they can actually do something about. Everybody has a part of them that they are trying to adjust just so they can accommodate the other person. I mean, we're all humans and we tend to want validation from people from time to time. We tend to want to hear people say things that, you know, we want to hear. We want people to say, for example, wow, I like the fact that you're gorgeous. I like the fact that you're beautiful. I like the fact that you're intelligent. I like the fact that you're, you know how to comport yourself as a woman, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you address people. I mean, we all love good comments. Nobody wants to hear, ah, you're so raz. Ah, you're so black. Or you're too ugly. Or nothing ever looks good on you. Or people say something like, you're too fat. Or you're too big. Or say something like, you don't have any sense. You understand? Like, we are humans, and those are things that are actually expected of us. Those words used to get to me. And I think recently, somebody said, you're too rats. As in, somebody actually said that to me. And I just told the person, I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm Raz. And I love being Raz. I love that I am Raz. And I told the person, I said, if the definition of Raz is being outspoken, if the definition of Raz is being myself anywhere, anytime, if the definition of Raz is being happy, not waiting for outside validation to make me happy, if the definition of Raz is being able to express myself the way that I want to, if the definition of Raz is not necessarily acting in the way that other people expect me to act, trust me, I am Raz. More Raz, badje. More Raz. See, I grew up in Mokola. Don't ask anybody that grew up in Mokola, that knows Mokola in Ibadan, like, is one of the razest place you can grow up in. So moraz. I'm a raz girl. I grew up in Ibadan. Moraz. So do you get? And after I said it, I just laughed. On a normal day, someone would tell me I'm raz and I would probably feel bad. I'll probably, you know, that word will actually get to me, and then it will probably affect the way I'm going to start acting, and then I'm going to start, you know, adjusting myself in such a way that I am not trying to prove to that person that I am not Raz. It doesn't work. See, I'm not saying we shouldn't work on ourselves when it comes to some things. Of course, for example, if I'm going for a function now, maybe I'm going to meet business executives and I'm trying to pitch my idea or my strategy to them, or I'm trying to pitch my company to them, I'm going for a presentation. Trust me, I'm going to be a different lady. I'm going to be the strategist or lady. I'm going to be the UI graduate or lady. I am going to be the communication graduate or lady. I am going to be the speak English lady. Do you understand? That's a different setting. So I'm going to adjust myself to fit. But when I'm in an open environment, when I'm with my friends, when I'm with, you know, people that don't really give a damn about me, when I'm with, you know, maybe people that I don't even know, why can't I be myself? Why try to seek validation from people that do not matter? I don't know if anyone has heard this story of a lady that she went to a place and she was just talking, she was just being herself, like she was just being her random, her lousy self. Yeah, the word, yeah, let me use lousy. People use that for me a lot. She was just being her lousy self, she was just being her Raz self. And a producer of a movie actually saw her and they were like, you are the perfect character we're looking for. Like, you are the exact kind of person we are looking for to play this role in one of the movies we are producing. And that was how she backed that role and she became popular. So imagine she had said, oh, let me comport myself, let me give myself here, let me not show myself. She would have missed that opportunity. See, I get that we all want to get validation from people. I get that we all want other people to see us as, you know, the way they want to see us. See, people see things the way they want to see it, not the way it is. When you start acting in some kind of way, people will call you proud. They will say you are proud, you're arrogant. Trust me, I have been in that position before. As open as I am, as free as I am, as accommodating as I am, people have called me proud several times. And I am not sorry. It got to a point, I had to tell those people, you know what? Yes, I am proud. If your definition of proud is that the fact that I just don't roll with everybody, if your definition of proud is I just don't take anything you drop at my feet, if your definition of proud is I know what I want and I go for it and I don't just settle for anything, yes, believe me, I am proud. So what I'm trying to say in essence is own yourself, own it, whatever it is that you are, whatever name people call you, it doesn't matter. You define it. Now, if anybody tells me I'm Raz, I will tell them, okay, what makes you think I'm Raz? Tell me. And if you tell me, and if those things you described are actually things that make me, they are what makes me thick, trust me, I would not apologize for it. I will own it. I will tell you, yes, I'm Raz. If you call me proud, I will ask you, why do you say I am proud? If you list all the things you've noticed about me that made you think I am proud, and I see that those things are actually things that, you know, describes me as a person, trust me, I am not going to apologize. I am not going to change for you. I'm not going to in any way say, oh, okay, because I don't want to offend you. I mean, I don't see any reason why I have to bend myself, or I can't really pick the word, but I know you guys get what I'm trying to say. So I don't want to make this too long. It's already getting too long. I just want to say that, guys, see, whatever it is that you are, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as after doing it, your conscience doesn't really, you know, judge you, as long as after doing it or after saying it, you don't go back and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have. Whatever you do that makes you have second thoughts, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. You understand? Whatever it is you do that brings you joy, that makes you smile, that makes you become you, that makes you want to wake up the next day, please do it. If it's singing, go ahead and do it. If it's talking to yourself on the streets, see, I have talked to myself on the streets plenty times. People will say, are people that talk to themselves on the street, they are mad. No, not everybody that talks to themselves on the street is mad. Sometimes that is the best time I actually get to analyze situations and actually get to tell myself some truth that I would not tell myself on a normal day. Shouting, smiling, jumping about is the way that I do therapy for myself. Yes, I can go back to my bed at night and then I remember all the things I'm going through and I start crying. But at that moment that I'm jumping around and I'm smiling and I'm giggling, I don't remember whatever it is that I'm going through. I am able to, you know, forget about it straight up. So this is me saying, guys, you don't owe anybody your life. I'm going to be really sincere. Any of us dies today, life goes on. Trust me. Your family members are going to go on with their lives. Your friends are going to go on with their lives. Your company will go on. Your boyfriend or girlfriend will move on. Everybody in our lives will move on. Maybe they will mourn for months, years, but they will definitely move on. So why don't you enjoy the moments? A lot of times people ask me, or like, how do you still remember these things? And I'll be like, I remember them because I was myself at that point. See, anything I don't remember clearly, any situation, any occurrence that I don't remember clearly is probably because I wasn't my real self. I was probably forcing myself. Let me close with this. When I was in 300 level, I told you I was hyper, right? Really hyper. So we had a speech presentation test, or no, exam. So the speech presentation was happening after our exams. Everybody, you come. The lecturer gives you a topic to talk about. You have, I think, 3 minutes to talk about it, and then you have to convince your audience. So they judge you based on your content, they judge you based on how you're able to captivate the audience, and they also judge you based on your presentation skills. Are you able to use the stage and your non-verbal cues? I think it was 40 marks, yeah. So I was hyper, very, very hyper. And I was supposed to present on the second day. So on the first day, I was really hyping people. Hey, go girl, that's my friend. Yes, do it, do this, you know. And the lecturer was like, why is this girl so hyper? Why is she so everywhere? And then he said, okay, Olaide, you know what? You're supposed to present tomorrow, right? You're presenting this afternoon. I was like, what? He was like, yes, it's like, because you've not presented, that's why you're so hyper and all that. He said, like, in his mind, this girl that is hyper now, she will not come here, she will not come and do nonsense. She gets. I was like, okay, no problem. So I'd already started practicing my speech. I got there on stage, and immediately I changed from the hyper girl, the girl that looked like she doesn't have sense, into a girl that was addressing people in the parliament. Like, that was my role. I was supposed to address people in the parliament, like push a bill for educational transformation in the country. You see, I can still remember. So it's because I was able to be myself, that's what I was able to remember. And I delivered. I didn't use more than my time. And when I was done, there was a round of applause. The lecturer gave me a thumbs up, and then he smiled. And then he was like, wow. He was shocked, because he was like, the same girl that was acting like somebody that, you know, there's nothing in her head. And then she came and then she wowed me. I think I had A in that course. Yeah, I did. So what am I trying to say? Let people judge you however they want to judge you. Let people say whatever it is they want to say, that you don't have sense, that you act like somebody that is not okay. Trust me, it doesn't matter. I see myself as someone that will end up addressing nations. I see myself as someone that will end up giving speeches, you know, all around the world. I see myself as someone who's going to be addressing a group of teenage girls, a group of women, a group of, you know, business women, executives. I see myself as someone who is going to be leading a group of people in future. And I want these people to be comfortable around me. So what am I trying to say in essence? All you need to do is balance it out. Balance your playful side with your serious side. Balance your spiritual side with your social side, as long as you do not compromise. Balance your emotional side with your rational side. Try to balance it. Be yourself. When I want to play, I play like I don't have anything to do. When I want to work, I work like someone that does not play. People that know me know that's how I operate. When I'm working, I am so keen on what I'm doing that I don't even see anybody around me. You will think I'm a snob. But when I'm playing, you'll be the one saying, auntie, it's okay, you're stressing me. That's me. But imagine somebody walks in when I'm probably playing, and then the person is like, this one, doesn't she have work to do? Forgetting the fact that they're, you know, I'm just that person at that moment. So guys, I don't know, I just really felt I should say this, and I like that I'm sharing this with everyone. I don't know why I'm sharing this. I don't know who is probably trying to change who they are just to fit into society's expectation, or they are trying so hard to bring down or lower their playfulness, their seriousness, or, you know, just so they can accommodate other people's whatever. You don't owe anybody anything, trust me. And nobody owes you anything. It's two-way. Number one, you don't owe anybody anything. Number two, nobody owes you anything. When you remember these two things, you live a very good life. You live a very fulfilled life. You live a life that is unapologetic. And when you live that kind of life, see, trust me, just practice it for like 1 week. Be yourself. If rain is falling and you like going inside the rain to go and bathe inside the rain. If you are someone that you can go outside of your house without your wig and you don't care, go out. I go out of my house without my wig. I don't care. If you're someone that you can go days without makeup, please go days without makeup. You don't owe anybody. If you're someone that you cannot do without makeup, you love makeup, you love doing makeup, you love putting powder and eyeshadow and lipstick on your face, do it. Don't say because they say girls that don't do makeup are more beautiful. They reveal their natural beauty better. Who cares? You don't want to go natural. Good, great. Go ahead and do it. You don't have to force yourself. You do not. Please just be yourself. Guys, don't try so hard to impress a girl. A girl that will love you for you will love you. Don't try so hard to go and start buying stuff that you cannot afford just because you want to impress one girl. When you go broke, she's going to leave your ass. Trust me, she will run. She will go and meet the next available guy that has money. Okay, that's another topic for another day. Anyways, I hope you guys are able to pick some lessons from what I just shared. Yes, please. I just really feel like I should say this. Don't try to impress anybody. Whatsoever someone sees in you and it's looking as if it's not it, another person will see it and they will love it. There's someone that loves my Yoruba. I don't know why, like, my Yoruba doesn't really freak me like that. The way I speak Yoruba doesn't freak anybody around me, but this guy just loves it. Like, whenever I speak Yoruba like this, he's just so happy to hear it. He just starts smiling, you understand? So it is what it is. So imagine I've tried to say, okay, my Yoruba, I don't want to speak Yoruba, I want to speak Wone. I mean, what would this guy love about me? Probably nothing. You understand? So yeah, so that's it. Have a great day, great week, great everything. Enjoy yourself and have fun. You are enough. You're good, you're okay. Don't be apologetic.